that they cannot understand why there are thousands of people in the streets of Toronto? What is it that they are shouting, "Labbaik Ya Hussein"? What does that mean? How come that all of these people have come together? There must be a reason, and the reason is that we have come together to be in solidarity with the people that come together. There are more than half of the population of Canada that comes together here to commemorate and to remember those individuals who stood for the principles of humanity. Today, one thing that is endangered inside of us is our humanity. Every one of us has got those superficial goggles in our eyes. When we look at each other, we say, this person is a black, this person is white, this person is yellow, this person is from Africa, this person is from there, this person is from there. But we forget this is only a superficial suit that you and I are wearing. This is not our identity. We all as human beings have the same emotions. We have the same thought patterns. We have the same values. We all are in one boat together. Whether we're going to survive or it's not going to survive, it is up to you and I. The empathy needs to come back. Humanity needs to come back. We need to realize that regardless of what we are, where we are, what language we speak, what sort of thought pattern we have developed, at the end of the day, if you see a mother lose a 6 month baby, if your heart does not melt, if your heart does not melt, if you see a 4-year-old child being slapped on her face, if you see individuals being taken out of their homes for no crime and being detained, if you see people dying for thirst, for hunger, over 1 billion people are living for less than a dollar. 25% of the natural resource, 25% of the population of the world is utilizing 70% of the natural resources of the world, producing 80% of the pollution that you and I are inhaling. The inequality that exists today, what is needed is that we let go of all of these superficial things. We come together as human beings. We bring out that voice that is inside of us. That is the voice of fairness. That is the voice of equality. That is the voice that is needed today. This pilgrimage that happens every year, where over 20 million people, that's more than probably half, more than half of the population of Canada comes together. But why is it that there's no media coverage for it? It has been going on for thousands of years and there is no coverage for it. Nobody wants to coverage it. We are here to let you know that there are a place where 20 million plus people come together for one cause, and that is to get their humanity back and to let others have the humanity. It is not based on any faith. There are Hindus who are there right now. There are Sikhs who are there. There are Christians who are there. There are individuals who are Muslims. Regardless whether they are Shia or they are Sunni, they are there. Why are they there for? For a religion, for a faith? No. They're there because of humanity. They're there because they know that we stand here for Imam Hussein, that he stood for humanity. What is needed today is that we have become into a mechanism, we have become a material thought pattern, we've become a machine. In this downtown right now, there are people that are going to start walking tomorrow. Right? Tomorrow when, you know, the doors open of all of these shops and these offices, people are going to walk, they're going to be on in there, they've got their headphones, they've got their AirPods, they've got their Samsung, they're looking down, they're not looking at each other, nobody's greeting each other, they are in their own world. Like zombies, they will walk on these streets, stuck with one thought and no other thought. That thought pattern has gotten us to this point. My brothers and sisters, even for us, we need to come together for the sake of Imam Hussein, not because you're in Iran or you're Iraqi or you're Pakistani or you're Khoja or you're Punjabi or you're Urdu speaker. We together here have not, we have Iranis here, we have Iraqis here, we have Lebanese here, we have Punjabis here, we have people, but why is it that we can come together here, but when our, in our centers we divide each other on the name of Azhar of Imam Hussein? Why is that? Our humanity needs to wake up. The tyranny that is going on in the world today, regardless of that tyranny which is in Palestine or it is in Yemen or it is in Bahrain, whether it is in the Middle East or whether it is in North America or whether it is in South America, whether it is in Africa, anywhere in the world where there is tyranny and people are being oppressed by the poor, they have no money, they have no shelter, they have no water, they have no food, regardless of what their oppression is, Imam Hussein is the voice that is needed today.